What's up, guys? Quick video here today. Don't have long to record, and so it should be it will be probably around 5 minutes. It might be slightly shorter. However, today I'm going to preview my promotion and relegation. Well, top six and bottom four. So we'll get started. Bottom four, I reckon bottom's going to be Wimbledon. I don't think they're going to have enough firepower and score enough goals to stay up. Yeah, so I reckon they'll stay where they are. They're 7 points adrift now, which is crazy for the time of season we're in, and I don't see them staying up. I think 23rd would be Oxford United. Again, don't think they'll have the firepower to stay up. I think they're on a pretty poor form, as far as I'm aware. No, they're actually on decent form, to be fair, but they did lose the game just gone, as far as I'm aware. So I don't see them being able to stay up with their fixtures remaining. And so, unfortunately for them, I think they're going to go down, rather disappointingly for them. I think 22nd will be Rochdale. They have conceded a ridiculous amount of goals. They've conceded 75 goals, and that's not a defensive record you need to be staying up in this league that's so tight. I just can't see them scoring more than they're conceding in games, and so for that reason, I think, other than one or two, they won't pick any points. And so I reckon they will finish 22nd. And the final relegation spot, this will surprise a lot of people, but I'm going Accrington Stanley. I think they're on really poor form at the moment. And I just get the feeling that they're not going to be able to turn this run of form around in time. They've been brilliant for the majority of the season, at least brilliant for a promoted side. And so it would be really, really disappointing for them if they are to go down. But I can't. I just think many will think, oh, he's going to say Bradford. But I really like Gary Bowyer. Yeah, I think he came in and won against Peterborough already, which is a brilliant result for them against the playoff challenging side. And yeah, I think they're going to really click, and I think they're going to hit form sooner rather than later. And that means that I think they will stay up. It might only just be, but I think he's a great manager, and Bradford will take to him, and he'll take to Bradford. So I think it's going to be Wimbledon bottom, Oxford 23rd, Rochdale 22nd, and Accrington Stanley 21st. Now we'll move on to the playoffs. In the playoffs, I think we'll go from 6th. So there's 3 teams challenging for 6th, in my opinion. That's Doncaster, Peterborough, and Blackpool. Now, I'm going to say it now. I think Doncaster are going to make it. They've got a game in hand against Bristol. And, yeah, I think Marquis will fire them some goals that are going to definitely get them important wins, which Peterborough have stumbled a couple of times. And I know they lost at the weekend, but so did Peterborough. So what really will be big for it, though, is this Blackpool-Doncaster game tomorrow. If Blackpool win, that changes the whole dynamic. If Blackpool win and Peterborough win, Peterborough go in. And even if Doncaster win, they're still on the same points with even amount of games to go. If Blackpool win and Peterborough lose, then you get the scenario of all three being on the same points. But I do think that come the end of the season, Doncaster are just going to edge it. Then fifth and fourth, I'm going to say at the same time, because I think they're going to be the two teams that occupy them now. However, I think they will be the other way round. I'm going Portsmouth fifth, Charlton fourth. That's just because I don't think at the moment, I know this is hypocritical because of what I said in the preview with Charlton Portsmouth, but I think Charlton, when Charlton aren't losing, which I don't think they'll lose many more times this season, when they're not losing, they're winning, mainly. And when Portsmouth, and I don't think, when Portsmouth aren't losing as well, they're mainly drawing at the moment, which isn't what you want if you were to go up. So I just get the gut feeling that Charlton are going to edge Portsmouth. So I'm going Doncaster 6th, Portsmouth 5th, Charlton 4th. In 3rd, I'm going Barnsley. I don't think Sunderland have a game in hand, and I think Sunderland will win that. And with that win, they'll only be 1 point behind. They would only be 1 point behind. So I think that will put too much pressure on Barnsley, and I think they'll just crumble. It could go either way. I'm going Sunderland 2nd as well, by the way. So I think one of Barnsley or Sunderland will get the last automatic, and the other one will come 3rd. 3rd still brilliant for Barnsley. It's not that great for Sunderland, but it would be interesting to see a team that's never played in the playoffs be in the playoffs, because I don't think Sunderland have been in the playoffs before, so it would be interesting to see how they take to it. But I don't think that's going to matter, because as I said, I think Barnsley will just crumble slightly towards the end of the season, and I reckon Barnsley will come 3rd and Luton and Sunderland will come to 2nd. And that means, as I just kind of hinted then, that I reckon Luton are going to win. I think they're in too much of a strong position now. I think they're so good at home. They've not lost in over 20 games at home, which is crazy. And I just don't see it changing. So I do see Luton coming away winning the league. In terms of playoff winner, I'd be leaning towards the team in... So if it was to end up like this, I reckon Sunderland or I think Barnsley would beat Doncaster in the semi, and Charlton would beat Portsmouth. And so you'd end up with a Barnsley-Charlton final, and I reckon Barnsley would just edge it, probably after extra time. So my three predictions for the promotions are Luton, Sunderland and Barnsley. Anyway, that has been me. That has been it for this video. Thank you for listening if you've made it this far. Please leave a like and subscribe if you've enjoyed it. And for now, that's going to be it. So I've been EFL League One Hub. Goodbye.